Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, I just want to say I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be back around my teammates. I also want to thank the Browns organization, the ownership, my teammates in that locker room, all the coaching staff for all the support that they had for me, especially my time away. I also want to thank all my trainers, all my personal trainers outside when I was going away, who helped me stay in shape, you know, grind to put in the work so I'm prepared when I come back. Thank also T3 Performance Trainers who was out there throwing with me with my time away. Also want to thank all the Cleveland fans in the city of Cleveland for, you know, embracing me, but also helping me adapt to the community. It's been awesome. It's been great, you know, being out, going to dinner and social places, being able to hang out with some of the fans and interact with them. And I also just want to thank just everyone that's, you know, been sending out some positive energy towards my way. But I understand that you guys have, you know, a lot of questions. But with my legal team and my clinical team, there's only football questions that I can really address at this time. And I also want to thank, most importantly, Jacoby, the big brother he's been to me and everyone in that locker room, the passion, the grit, the leadership he has shown these past weeks. Everyone has seen it. I mean, he's the ultimate guy that everyone wants to, you know, follow. So he's been awesome for me. Our relationship has been great. The bond has been great. And we're going to continue to grow from there and, you know, help win some more football games for the Cleveland Browns. So I'm open to answer any football questions. Tom?
Sean, part of your agreement with the league was to undergo counseling and therapy while you were away. What did you learn about yourself during that time, and how do you apply that to now?
I respect your question, I understand, but that's more in that phase of clinical and legal stuff, and you know, I've been advised to, you know, stay away from that and keep that personal.
Tony,
Sean, here's a football question.
I'm gonna call
you.
Oh,
sorry about that. Thank you.
Go ahead, Tony.
Thank
Sean,
you.
How do you feel about playing your first game in Houston?
You know, I'm excited. I'm excited to just play football in general, in front of Cleveland Browns fans, but also in front of some of the Houston Texans fans. You know, I respect the whole organization of the Houston Texans. I respect the McNair family. I respect everyone that was there that drafted me in 2017. There's been great memories, fun memories. I still have a home in Houston. I still have friends and family that's still in Houston. The relationships are still there. People, some of the players on the team, you know, I play with are seeing, you know, come up from, you know, maybe practice squad or from injuries. So, you know, I'm excited to get in front of all those fans. I have so much love for the city of Houston and H-Town, and everyone in that city pretty much knows that. So I'm excited to do that. But, you know, the most important thing is, you know, I'm excited to be in front of the Cleveland Browns fans for sure.
Ed, go ahead.
Oh, okay. This is a football question. It also ties into some of the other stuff, but it's football related. So what do you say to fans who might still believe after all this happened that Deshaun Watson should not be the face of an NFL franchise? What do you say to those folks?
Like I said, I'm focusing on football. That's my main focus is football and preparing to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns so I can execute the game plan to try to get a win this Sunday.
Scott, you got...
Deshaun, was it important to you to come back for this Texans game when you agreed to that settlement?
I was just trying to, whatever I can do to play football in 2022. So, you know, most of the settlement stuff with the NFL was mostly my agency and legal team. I had no control. My main focus was doing everything I need to do so I can play this year.
What do you think the reaction or atmosphere would be like?
I'm not sure. My main focus is locked in on the game plan and trying to execute and make sure that I'm keeping the standard for the Cleveland Browns so we can try to win.
Cam?
Focus for you wanting to step it up right when you get back here?
I think my biggest focus was the mental part of the game. Staying locked in on defensive schemes, staying locked in also as much as I can with the scheme that we have here with the Cleveland Browns and with Kevin. So trying to watch from afar and learn and see what Jacoby is seeing on the field during every Sunday. I watched every game like I was preparing myself to play. You know, I kind of knew exactly what was going on. I wasn't in those meetings early on in the year, but once I was able to be in those meetings, I was basically preparing like I was a starter that week, asking Jacoby questions, what he see and the different things that he experienced during the game. So I think that was very, very helpful.
Ashley?
Like I said, I'm focusing on just being the starting quarterback and executing the game plan. That's my main focus. I'm not, you know, worried about the atmosphere. I got to go in and make sure I execute the game plan.
Jake?
Deshaun, on August 18th, you said that you wanted to tell your side of the story at some point and that people haven't been interested in listening to what you have to say. So at some point, will you take non-football questions down the line?
Like I said, at this time, I can't address any of that stuff. Who knows what the future holds, but right now, I'm so locked in on just basically being the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
James Palmer?
Deshaun, it's a long layoff for you in terms of playing. So what do you think needs to happen to knock the rust off? What do you want to happen? What do you prepare for? To, I mean, some guys like to get hit early.
Right.
I mean, just what do you think knocks that rust off early?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I haven't. This is my first time having time off. So my biggest focus is just going out there. And just really whatever Kevin calls, make sure I'm executing, taking it one play at a time, and let the game come to me, not pressing or anything like that.
Jeff?
Hey, Deshaun, what can you add to the offense to make this more explosive?
You know, I just really just try to make as many plays as I can. You know, if that's with my feet, with my arm, that's, you know, handing the ball off to 24, 27, whatever I need to do to, you know, try to make this offense continue to do what they're doing. You know, Jacoby, like I said before, Jacoby's have, you know, I think our offense is in the top five in pretty much every category. So, you know, I got to hold up to that standard and do everything I can. Don't try to do anything special. Just try to let the game come to me and execute whatever needs to be for the quarterback.
Tony?
Deshaun, at 4-7 this season is kind of on the brink for this team. Having missed 11 games, do you feel any particular responsibility to put them over the top if you can?
I think my biggest responsibility is just, like I said before, is just keep iterating, just doing what the scheme allows me to do. And that's, you know, executing the game plan, getting the ball to the playmakers' hands, and just try to win, try to pick points, more points than the other opponent. And if I continue to do that, we can't focus on the next game. We can't focus on two games, three games down the road. We have to worry about being 1-0 this week and focus on that.
Ashley.
During your time away from the building, I mean, I know you've been back a few weeks now, but what was most important for you to kind of stay in football shape when it's been so long since you last played a regular season game?
Like I said, mostly it's the mental part of the game, just staying adapted and adjusting to, you know, different schemes that defense and coordinators are trying to do for not just for our scheme and our system, but for everybody. I watched everybody. I watched a lot of different quarterbacks. I watched, you know, Mahomes. I watched Tua. I watched all these guys that's playing every Sunday. I try to learn from everyone. You know, I'm not the guy that kind of interchange just for myself. I like to watch other quarterbacks, and I'm a fan of a lot of different quarterbacks around the league. You know, I have so much respect for everyone. So my game is I want everyone to succeed so I can be able to learn from them and apply it to my game.
Just a quick follow-up, like physically, what was most important?
Oh, physically, sorry. Well, I mean, physically, just really, like I said, staying in shape, running, throwing the ball as much as I can, making sure my arm is in shape to throw however many footballs I need to throw on Sunday. You know, lifting weights, that's pretty much just constantly working out.
Chris?
Deshaun, you got that those three series in Jacksonville in the preseason. What can you take from those that opportunity that you can use now as you get ready for a regular season? How different was that compared to a regular season?
Our biggest you know, plan for that three series was just operational. Hearing Kevin in the headset, being able to adapt to how he's calling plays, how, you know, different personnel groupings are coming in. That was our biggest thing. Not so much of trying to do the, you know, what it is for a game plan. We didn't, you know, it's still preseason. We're still trying to figure out who we are as an offense. And so my first time hearing Kevin in the headset, that's what we wanted to do. I think it was maybe 9 to 10 plays. So, of course, we wanted to be more successful. But, you know, at that time, that's something that we can learn, and that's why it's called preseason.
Irie?
Deshaun, when you're watching the Patriots every single through the first 11 games, what struck you most about the team that you'll be playing with?
I mean, it's exciting. I mean, you can see it on Sundays that they play with a hot motor. Everyone is playing together. It's one unit. And, you know, I've also got to, you know, go through spring and training camp with them. So I kind of knew how the locker room and how those guys was going to play. But watching them on Sunday, the game is never over. And those guys are going to continue to play to the final whistle. And I'm excited to be able to try to, you know, bring that and improve that energy as much as I can with those guys also. So,
Tom?
Deshaun, did the time away make you really appreciate who you are and what you have?
I'm always appreciative. I'm always thankful for what I have. You know, my mom went through tongue cancer when I was 14 years old, and she never smoked a day in her life. So I've always been appreciative. I grew up with pretty much nothing, if you know my background story. So everything that, you know, every step I make each and every day, every time I wake up, I thank the Lord because I'm a God-fearing man, and I know who my Lord and Savior is. So that's my main focus each and every day when I wake up. I give him thanks, and I thank everyone around me that helped me get to this moment because I didn't do it by myself.
Kimberly?
Deshaun, you had thanked in your introductory press conference, you thanked the Browns organization for believing in you as a person and trusting in the type of player you were. How close do you feel like the Deshaun that we saw a couple of years ago on the football field?
We'll have to see Sunday, honestly. Like I said, I don't want to, you know, it might take time, it might not take time. You know, I just want to go out there and do what I want to do, make plays as much as I possibly can. You know, 2 years is definitely a long time, but at the same time, you know, I've been doing this since I was 6 years old. So, you know, just like, you know, riding a bike, I want to go out there and just find the pedals, get my, you know, transition going, and then just let everything kind of come to me. Don't press it. Don't try to make anything bigger than what it really is.
We're going to go three more. Scott?
Hey, Deshaun, I know you were in this system throughout training camp in the offseason, but watching for the last 11 weeks, have you learned anything about this Kevin system and how you fit into it?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is it's definitely a quarterback-driven system. And, you know, we have guys around the quarterback that can make plays. So you don't have to do anything special. Just follow the rules that he wants you to follow. Get the ball in the playmaker's hands and let them do work. You know, the O-line has been doing a heck of a job of supporting and protecting the quarterback as much as possible. Open up the run game for Nick Chubb. I think he third or second in the lead in rushing for a while. He was number one. So, you know, it's a great system to be in. I'm happy to be in it, and I'm just continue each and every day to learn as much as I can and continue to grow as not just for the system but as a quarterback and as a leader.
Matt?
Deshaun, your teammates, defense and offense, said your accuracy is probably your best attribute. Would you agree with that, and is there something that, you know, there's something you do different maybe that makes you so accurate?
You know, my biggest thing is really just try to anticipate the throws, knowing where guys are going to be and knowing how the defense is going to play each and every route. If I can minimize that and try to, you know, get down the detail of how those things are going to do in certain situations, then I can place the ball where I need to be, where it needs to be for the receiver to make the catch. I think that's the biggest thing. I've always been trying to adapt to that, and I know that is timing and just repetition and film work. So I just try to, you know, watch film with those guys. Excuse me, watch film with those guys all week so they can see exactly what I'm seeing.
Are you getting some of that down? I know it's limited,
yes, sir.
But you're gonna know.
Yes, sir.
Ashley and then Chris.
Just to go off of something you said with playing with Nick, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation that with you as quarterback, given your abilities, that this run game could really open up. I guess just what's it been like? What do you see in that regards with having Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt on this team? And do you think there are some opportunities there for all of you?
Oh, yeah, I think it's some big opportunities for both of us. And they do a good job of feeding off each other. And, you know, it's going to help us overall in the offense. You know, being balanced, being able to pass the ball, being able to run the ball is awesome. And I've been watching Nick since high school, you know, so me and him come out together, came out together, and I've been watching him since high school, college. So it's been a long time, you know, for me, and now I have an opportunity for me to play with him for the first time. It's super fun. And then you have Kareem, who's, you know, just me, just being in a huddle with him, he just makes everybody more comfortable and more relaxed, because that's just who he is. You know, he, of course, he takes the game serious, but, you know, just the way he approaches and he carries himself, it helps all of us in the huddle, and he's a playmaker who can do it all, too.
Chris?
Deshaun, you've been back in, you know, on the practice for the last couple of weeks. How have you been able to, what work have you done to kind of get on the same page with guys like Amari and Donovan and the other skill players on the team?
My biggest thing when I first got back in the building is hearing how Jacoby talked to him. And hearing how they watch film, hearing how, you know, Amari and DPJ and D-Bell and all the other receivers and tight ends talk to Jacoby, what they're seeing. And then whenever my opportunity came for this week to, you know, step into that starting role, you know, I didn't want to really change anything too much. So me and Seven, Jacoby, sorry, you know, talk with those guys. We watch tape after practice. You know, they're seeing what I'm seeing. I'm able to stand up in the meetings and see, let them know what I see. And if they have anything, they see anything differently, then, you know, let's be able to have that communication, that relationship where we can talk and adapt and not be so much of, you know, robots in the system. So, and that's awesome for Kevin and AVP to be able to allow that for the players to do that. So,
all right, thanks, everyone. We got
Thank
practice.
You. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.